Hello, you're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're recording this interview on site at Blue Dome Mines here in Sri Kembangan. We're going to be talking about the digital banking licenses, and of course, the company in question is Sedania. Sedania has recently announced that they are partnering a few licensees that were receiving the digital banking license. And of course, this is following the Bank Negara's announcement late April that five consortiums have been awarded the digital banking licenses, three conventional and two Islamic. Here to discuss a little bit more about this are two guests from the company, Dato' Nur Azrin Mohamad Noh, the founder and managing director of Sedania Innovator Berhad, as well as Khairul Nisa Ismail, the CEO of Sedania Asalam Capital Sdn Bhd. Maybe we can start off with Dato' Azrin. Let's talk a little bit more about the relationship and the involvement of Sedania, not just Sedania Innovator, but Sedania Asalam as well, in terms of partnering these digital banking license recipients.
Well, thank you for having us, Ibrahim. I think we're equally very, very excited that finally five of the digital banking license was awarded. And we're doubly happy the fact that two of the recipients are already our partners slash clients who's already enjoying using our platform. So super excited, super excited.
Okay, Nisa, let's talk a little bit more about how Sedania Asalam is involved and who are these clients that we're speaking of?
As mentioned by Dato' just now, we are very excited that few of our existing clients have got the digital banking license. One of it is Aeon. Aeon has been our client for the last couple of years, and we are very excited that they managed to get this under the Islamic Islamic punya ni, Kewangan Islam 2013, IFSA, right? And yep, that really pushes through the financial inclusion that that we, you know, equivalently we want to help most of the customers out there to actually enjoy Islamic financing services, and we are very excited for Aeon Credit for this.
Nisa, maybe I can focus a little bit more on that because the consortium involving Aeon Credit Services currently uses Sedania Asalam's integrated Tawaruk trading solution for the Islamic financial institution. Let's talk a little bit more about this particular trading solution, the Tawaruk, and how does this innovation brings about not just the innovation in digital banking, but of course Islamic finance as well.
For Islamic Financial, we are the only company in this world that provides a digital commodity trading platform, and we're using airtime, and this is very much relevant to all the FSI, especially that is offering digital lending environment or digital financing environment, because they can do it on real time, and they can actually does the approvals in real time approval, real time trading, real time disbursement. Ideally, that is how we want it to be, and we have started this for the last 10-12 years, and we are very excited that this is moving the way of what we want to see from a digital banking aspiration environment.
Dato' Azrin, let's talk a little bit more about the growth of digital banking, and not just the adoption of digital banking landscape in Malaysia. This is of course very much in tandem with your aspirations to grow Sedania's involvement, not just in the financial industry as well, but in the Islamic financial industry as well. How does this tie in with the general overview of how this can help Sedania innovation move forward in the near term?
I think the key word to this evolution is, number one, behavior, and number two, ecosystem. I think if you see the behaviors of Sedania, why we get involved in fintech is we understand the behaviors of consumers have evolved towards moving from an analog behavior to a lot more digital. If you look at my offspring, for example, you know, when we first started, the behaviors were people were going to, you know, Happy Kiddo, Mothercare to buy offspring. But today, 70% of our business is done online. People buy through our web store, people buy through Lazada and Shopee and Grab and all of the other digital partners that we have. I think that's a behavior that is not only of today, but of tomorrow. Equally the same, if you look at our esports investment, you look at ESPL, during MCO, the growth was phenomenal because people are looking at it not just from an entertainment perspective, but also from an indulgence way of life. So now people get onto ESPL, they don't only just play and find friends and chat, but they also sell stuff, buy stuff. They, you know, in the future, I think that will be the backbone of the metaverse. crypto and digital currency being the what do you call this, the not commodity, the commodity that's being used. And therefore, you know, digital banking license, I think, should have been awarded many, many years ago. But, you know, finally it's here. I'm very excited because I think it will just help to make a little bit more fluid and a little bit more, what do you call this, quick in adoption, basically, you know. Younger generations are probably saying thank you. The older generations are probably having to catch up.
You know, that's a key point that you mentioned earlier, which is on the perceived delay of the announcement by Banegara in terms of awarding the digital banking licenses. Do you feel that this is going to add a little bit more risk towards Malaysia in adopting digital banking because of the delay in the awarding of the licenses?
No, I think I'm a firm believer of things happen for a reason. I'm pretty sure Bank Negara has its wisdom in looking at, you know, the trials and errors of how the licenses were awarded in the region. And I guess, you know, I suppose on hindsight, we'll tell whether we do it too early or do we do it too late, right? You know, but I think, you know, learnings, if you look at around the world, not all of the digital banking license awardees makes money in the first 3 years. So there's some rare companies who does. And I think those probably present an opportunity for our guys to take a look and listen and learn so that all five are successful, hopefully.
Yeah, in fact, that is the key component, as we are made to understand from Banegara's regulations when it comes to the 29 applicants, the viability of these licensees. Nisa, I want to turn my attention
Hold on. Just to add on, though, Ibrahim. Though, yep. You know, one of the things that I love, because this was a strategy that we set off when 29 companies applied, right? We made a conscious decision to say that, you know what? Let's, you know, ecosystems are all about people playing their role within the ecosystem. So we made a strategic decision that we will support all the applicants that applies. For the ones that win, our agenda is how to be a huge major contributor to their success. And I think out of the five, two are our partners. So I think it was a very bold but positive move that we didn't apply, but I'd like to say we indirectly won when they were awarded, just to add.
I'd like to ask you, how do you know which one will probably win, but I don't know whether you're going to share your secret sauce with us.
We have a crystal ball.
I mean, there's 29 horses and you chose the ones that won, so you got to let me in on your betting strategy. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Sedania Innovator as well as Sedania Salam. Thanks for staying on with us. This is Notepad. I have with me on the line two guests, Datuk Nur Azrin Muhammad Nur, the founder and managing director of Sedania Innovator Berhad, as well as Khairul Nisa Ismail, the CEO of Sedania Assalam Capital Sdn Bhd. Nisa, let's talk a little bit more about some of the recipients that you're working with. Now, we touched on Aeon. However, I'm not too sure if you're comfortable to share with us the other partner that you're working with. Perhaps if you could share the name, that would be great. But if you couldn't, perhaps talk to us through some of the work that you're doing with this second awardee.
I believe, like what Datuk mentioned earlier on as well, that we have worked with so many digital lending or digital financing agencies for the last 3 years. And these are all the super apps companies, the logistics company, even telcos are looking towards that. And we are very privileged to offer the evolution of our Asigit Tawaruk platform, as well as our technology partners as well, to be incorporated in the whole digital ecosystem to push the financing services out there. And when I say financing services, it's talk about financial inclusion, okay? And we're talking about the B40 segment able to apply via the mobile app in a seamless environment. And we have done that through Islamic financing, through the Sharia way, which is Sharia way is the most transparent, the most easy process with compliance that we have built up. So it's not to say that we just recently we did this. We have been doing this for the last 3-4 years. And the fact that our solution, when we started doing this in 2008, we evolve ourselves. We say we know that eventually it's going to be digitalized. So we work together with the likes of technology partners that you've seen, Mambu, Curlogix, to be a part of a whole this ecosystem. And they have already started doing this in that part of the world, in Europe and Middle East. So we hope that, you know, not just this 5 digital applicants that got it, but also for future digital readiness of all software FSI, Ibrahim.
Yeah, let's
FSIs like digital readiness or the seeming digital agency.
Let's talk a little bit more about the relationship that you guys have with CareLogix and Mambu. Nisa, of course, Dato' Azrin, you can chime in as well. How are they playing a role in the delivering of the solutions towards the digital banking recipients?
The beauty about them is that they have the case studies already in Europe and Middle East and closer to us in Asia already. And the beauty about it is that they are not a typical legacy solution, which you have to build up from scratch. They are modularized, digitalized, and they have lots of modules that you can actually pick and choose. And the beauty about these solutions is that you only select items or modules that you want to start doing the business, not the whole solution, and you want to, and you are not even ready to launch this product. So it's very modularized. And the beauty about them is they are on open banking and they are on API related, so it's, which is easy. And our solution is all API friendly. So we can plug and play and put it across. If they want to start with financing, we can start with financing. Later on, they want to top up with deposits, they can do deposit. So it's very much depending on the business requirements and the consumer trends. That's the beauty of partnering with this technology, global technology partners.
Dr. Azrin, you want to add on?
Well, I think just to put it to layman's terms, you know, banks have been around for hundreds of years. Obviously, with hundreds of years, you have legacies of infrastructure as well as mindset, right? And what we love when we partnered with CareLogix and Mambu was that they understood that the need to attend to the consumer behavior of, or a lot more of the younger digital citizens of the world is that you need to be agile. And that's why it's built around a multi-API. So it's a plug and play. You want to provide that service because an esports player requires that to deposit and to buy stuff. And that's what you put in. If you try to do or be more agile towards a old 100-year-old bank, not only will it be nearly impossible, but I dare say it's just not doable, you know. So and so CareLogix has done it, Mambu has done it all over the world, and I think that's what we bring into to this country. And as you can see, we've done a lot of the Tawaruk stuff. So we're the localized partner, so we understand that behavior as well. So It's a great win-win all throughout the ecosystem.
Okay, this question requires a little bit more time of background. To give context, CareLogix is a Swiss fintech 100 company. They do lead in the digital banking space. Mambu is a German software company based in Berlin. They provide infrastructure for banks as well as financial services providers. And you know, you're right, you can't build this alone. The world of digital banking is part of the digital world. However, how do you strike a balance between, say, for instance, data security, building local content and local capability, with that of partnering with international players? Do you feel that there is a time and place for us to start thinking about doing things domestically? And if so, why? Or do you feel that there has to be an openness towards doing things with international players, especially ones that are recognized and have a history behind this? Either one of you can take this.
Let me start and jump in. One of the things that I think we've got to learn is that the digital world is not just borderless, but it's ever expanding. If you want to be the hero and say, I can build it all from scratch, you may be able to, but time will not be on your side. So by the time you get to finish whatever that you wanted to build, the behaviors of the target audience have already evolved and moved forward, and they want the next best thing. So, and that's why I think what we did was we strike a balance between what has been done to attend to a current behavior, or at least for the next 6 month behavior, and then we channel that through in terms of how we localize it to the current behaviors of the audience today, and 6 month and 12 months from today. And the other thing that people need to realize in the digital world is that sometimes you can start off trying to build a facial matching platform. and you end up building a social network platform like Facebook. And that's the what do you call this? That's the beautiful part of building in digital space. So today we may be talking about what to do with a multi API with ClearLogix, you know. It will evolve according to the change of behavior of the demands of those consumers. Mm. Whether they're consuming different types of digital content or physical content or a hybrid of those content, that will then be decide on their behavior. And that's why I started just now saying, you know, the technology will move. But actually, the real commodity is the behavior and in what ecosystem it's in. So that's why I think it's a that the question was brilliant, Ibrahim. I think it's a lot more of trying to find without the trial and error of a proven platform and then evolving it together with behaviors of consumers. But the building blocks will have to be built as we go along, you know. There isn't a, I'm going to build something that's going to last for 10 years or 5 years. That's not going to happen. Maybe old business, okay, new business, that's not going to happen.
Nisa?
I've been working with so many FSI partners. I'm talking about FSI partners. They are really trying to address the consumer needs. That's what Dato' Azrin said, the consumer trends. So I believe they can't basically, it's all about balancing, yeah? So the knowledge transfer is very important. And Sedania and ClearLogix or Mambu being the project management to help our FSI partners to do this is very important as well. The partnership collaboration is key. It's not just like a vendor customer. No, this partnership collaboration is a knowledge transfer. It's like project management, understanding the solution. And they come back to us. How can we improve this better? How can we do this? So we constantly, value adding our solution, value adding our processing to orchestrate it to make it better. So I think that's a win-win.
Okay, give us an inside baseball look into how all these different parties are coming into play and how is it going to be regulated. At the end of the day, we're still talking about assurance, we're still talking about an industry that requires a high level of trust as well as a great level of transparency. Could you share with us as much as you can in terms of how these players are going to be put into the frame of the play, as well as how Bank Negara, as well as other regulators are looking to ensure that they are safeguarding users' interest, people like me, adopting digital banking.
And Nisa, you take this because you know how strong I feel about it. Where do you take this? I don't want to be contentious.
You feel so strong, you take it.
No, I don't want to be contentious. You okay, just give me, I'll get you into a teaser, right? While regulators have been regulating the 100-year-old banks because they've been regulating for 100 years as well, digital behaviors of the young or the future are slightly different than how banks are. So as much as you say you're talking about security and whatnot, that's fine. But when you talk about regulatory, I think it should be a lot more about building than it is about being a prefect of the classroom, you know. I can go on and on, but I'll be in hot soup drinking. So I'll let Nisa handle it.
Nisa?
Ibrahim, actually, it's happening the last couple of years as well. All the FSIs are looking at ways to, manage the compliance, the risk. And I'm pleased to see that a lot of especially the FSI, the compliance and risk team are evolving as well on their side to try to see how they can better manage their own customers, you know. And I'm looking at the new digital financing agencies trends. They're moving towards that, how it can be done simply, how they can actually do approve by just saying that this particular applicant is through to that particular app or profiling, and they can approve that particular financing, you know, without going for additional checks. So I believe it's all about how the compliance and risk and the product and the direction that is moving towards to ensure a financial inclusion, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll conclude conversation with Sedania. Welcome back. I have on the line with me Dato' Azrin Mohamad Noor, the founder and managing director of Sedania Innovator Berhad, as well as Khairul Nisa Ismail, the CEO of Sedania Assalam. Ladies and gentlemen, I suppose we need to understand what's next for the industry, and much more importantly, how much are you guys in Sedania, investing into building this business. I'm not just talking about dollars and cents, which would be nice if we can find out, but time and energy and this space that is being used in your gray matter in terms of building this particular portfolio. How big of a deal is this for Sedania?
Let me put it into context. I think we have always been doing digital and innovation. Just recently, we added sustainability onto it, if you look at it. So I think digital banking license actually opens up or reaffirms or validates what we've been investing in the last, 5 years. Then when we were doing it, people didn't understand what we were building. But I think now that the banking license are awarded, I think we'll start to really do a lot of hard work, really impactful services. And I think it'll start to harvest, right? But we've also built ecosystems around it. And if you look at how we've built an esports community, so we've launched Web 3.0, for example. We've launched, but maybe for a different interview, we've launched amnesty-based crypto tournaments, for example. But that's because we understand the behaviors in the digital space. And obviously, the commerce transaction that comes with it. So, you know, the digital banking services will be a lot more relevant in that metaverse, in the esports community or ecosystem, right? Likewise, in my offspring, for example, you know, I used to tell my guys, I said, you know, analog behavior, babies change diapers 4 to 10 times a day, every day, 365 days in a year, up to 3 years. The lazy moms, up to 5 years. And that goes true for every baby around the world. And when you look at birth rates, crazy, 500,000 in Malaysia, 780,000 in Thailand, 3.3 million in Indonesia, and a lot more. So the point is that that mom used to go to the store to buy. Today, that mom is finding ways on how to pay, not just on my website or web store or any of the digital web stores, but also finding a way on how to pay via the cryptocurrencies, for example, and how they can have rebates and save, get some bonus link points or whatnot. So the point is, I think the building blocks that we've been building in the last 5 years are now starting to come to harvesting and fruition. So, and that's why I started off this interview saying was super excited, because the digital banking license awardees or recipients will, I think, you know, give a boost towards that as a behavior. And consumers will love it. These guys will benefit. We love it because we're providing the platform. But the ecosystem that we built around it will benefit as well, because now it'll be a bit more fluid. There's a lot more of digital behavior, transactional, as opposed to analog behavior anymore. So, just overall, I think it's a huge win for Sedania. And I wish I had a lot more time to just make sure people understand what that means.
We'll get you for a specific interview on that one. Maybe a short word from Nisa before we conclude this conversation. Nisa, let's talk a little bit more about how much you guys or the plans involved for Sedania Salam in building this capacity for the company.
Currently, as I mentioned, our ecosystem consists of the trading platform, the digital trading platform. We're also going to expand more digital commodities to make it much more accessible by the FSIs. But along the way, we are looking at how we can modularize, top up the entire whole ecosystem, such as digital agreements, for example, or even, like I said, to address the metaverse, all the children of, like what I just said, the offspring, how they want to evolve themselves, having their own digital account, you know, and they might not want money, they might want something else. So we are constantly looking, researching from this kind of environment that we can provide as a solution in our ecosystem that we can offer to FSI to try to target this to that particular segment. Now people are talking about gig community, but in the future or very short term, they have to talk about this segment who are 5 years and below, who are much more discerning what's happening around the world. So we got to start building that solution for them already. So that's why I'm starting to do it already.
Fantastic. We're going to keep this space closely watched, definitely. And Sedania, of course, is a great partner to speak with because they are at the forefront of this. Thank you very much to both. You just heard from Khairul Nisa Ismail, the CEO of Sedania Salam Capital, Sdn Bhd. Earlier on, you just heard from Datuk Nur Azri Mohd Noor, the founder as well as managing director of Sedania Innovator Berhad. You can watch all these kind of news and follow all these kind of events and developments on astroawani.com. Just search for Sedania Digital Banking, IFSA, FSA, or Aeon Credit, for instance. All that can be found on our site. You can also search for these kind of resources on Notepad. Until then, thanks very much for watching. I'm Ibrahim Sani, shot on location at Blue Domains in Sri Kembangan. We'll catch you in the next one.